来书的第十一章。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Wow, this looks like a mass exodus.
这好像就是一个大的出埃及记。对不起，这好像一大堆人出去了。
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Before we delve into the text, let's pray together.
当我们看圣经之前呢，我们先来祷告。
Father, I ask this morning for the kind of faith that does not waver.
天父，我求您给我们这样的信心，不动摇的信心。
There are many situations in our lives that cause doubt.
我们生命当中有很多的事情让我们产生怀疑。
We doubt because we focus on our own problems.
我们怀疑是因为我们只看到自己的问题。
Instead, we ought to be focusing on the God who has conquered death.
而没有看到神，你这位已经战胜了死亡的主。
Today, as we look at your word,
今天我们看你的话，
we ask that you would grant us unwavering faith.
求您赐给我们这样不动摇的信心。
A kind of faith that continues to stand on the promises of God.
这样一个信心是站在神的应许之上的。
No matter what the circumstances,
无论境况如何。
In Jesus' name, the superior one, I ask, Amen.
奉那位超越一切的耶稣的名，我求 ，Amen.
Hebrews 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
I'm going to read the whole chapter for us to get a better idea of what it's about.
我们要读整一个章节，让我们知道这个总的是什么样子的。
So follow along in your Bibles as we look at it.
所以大家一起来看圣经。
Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For our ancestors won God's approval by it. By faith we understand that the universe was created by God's command, so that what is seen has been made from things that are not visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was approved as a righteous man, because God approved his gifts. And even though he is dead, he still speaks through his faith. By faith Enoch was taken away, so he did not experience death. And he was not to be found, because God took him away. For prior to his removal, he was approved, since he had pleased God. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, after he was warned about what was not yet seen, and motivated by godly fear, built an ark to deliver his family. By faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went out to a place he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed as a foreigner in the land of promise, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, co-heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself, when she was unable to have children, received power to conceive offspring, even though she was past the age, since she considered that the one who had promised was faithful. Therefore, from one man, in fact, from one as good as dead, came offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as innumerable as the grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith without having received the promises. But they saw them from a distance, greeted them, and confessed that they were foreigners and temporary residents on the earth. Now those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they were thinking about where they came from, they would have had an opportunity to return. But they now desire a better place, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He received the promises, and he was offering his unique son, the one it had been said about, your seed will be traced through Isaac. He considered God to be able even to raise someone from the dead, and as an illustration, he received him back. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and he worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, as he was nearing the end of his life, mentioned the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, after Moses was born, he was hidden by his parents for 3 months because they saw that the child was beautiful and they didn't fear the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and chose to suffer with the people of God rather than to enjoy the short-lived pleasure of sin. For he considered the reproach because of the Messiah to be greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, since his attention was on the reward. By faith he left Egypt behind, not being afraid of the king's anger. For Moses persevered as one who sees him who is invisible. By faith, he instituted the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch the Israelites. By faith, they crossed the Red Sea as though they were on dry land. When the Egyptians attempted to do this, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after being encircled by the Israelites for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute received the spies in peace and didn't perish with those who disobeyed. And what more can I say? Time is too short for me to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the raging of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, gained strength after being weak, became mighty in battle, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead. They were raised to life again. Some men were tortured, not accepting release so that they might gain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and scourgings, as well as bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They died by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts on mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these were approved through their faith, but they did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, so that they would not be made perfect without us. This is the word of God. This chapter is known as the faith chapter, clearly.
这一章很显然的就是一个非常有名的信心的篇章。
The term by faith is used several times in this particular passage.
在这个经文当中呢，信心这个字用了很多遍。
Four concepts jump out of the passage and that I want to deal with this morning.
在今天早上呢，我就要想看一下这个有四个信息是从这个章节里面出来的。
Firstly, what is faith?
第一个就是信心是什么?
We'll see that explanation of faith in verse 1 and 13.
我们看到这个解释是在第一节和第十三节。
Secondly, what can we expect from faith.
第二个就是我们可以从信心里面期望什么。
We'll see that in verse 13 and 16.
可以从第十三节和第十六节当中看。
Thirdly, what are some examples of genuine faith?
第三个就是什么是信心的一些榜样呢？
And then finally, the posture of faith.
最后就是信心的样式。
So let's look at the explanation of faith in verse 1 and 13.
所以大家先来看第一节和第三节十三节当中说的什么是信心。
Before I do that, let me give you a little bit of background of the book of Hebrews.
在我开始之前呢我想告诉大家一些关于希伯来书的背景。
The book of Hebrews is titled To the Hebrews.
然后它的题目就是给希伯来人写的信。
A lot of it deals with the Old Testament covenant.And its shortcomings compared to the New Testament covenant.
他讲了很多关于旧约的事情，关于旧约，它与新约相比较有什么样子的缺点。
And in fact, it shows how the New Testament covenant or the New Covenant is superior to the Old Covenant.
它让我们看到新约较之旧约有多么的超越，有多么的优越。
And one of the things that these believers in the book of Hebrews were dealing with was they were straying away from the true Messiah.
然后呢这个信徒在这个希伯来书的背景下面他们是有两个弥赛亚他们中间有一些分歧。
Look at chapter 2 verse 1 of Hebrews.
大家先请看第二章第一节。
This is the warning of the writer of Hebrews,to the church over there.
这个是希伯来的作者给当时希伯来的教会的一个提醒。
He says, therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹、奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
And so the writers, the readers of Hebrews, the people in the book of Hebrews were starting to worship angels.
所以在那个希伯来书里面那个看信的那些人呢他们开始要去敬拜天使。
And Paul is, or the writer of Hebrews, it's controversial who is the writer of Hebrews, is trying to warn these people that don't worship angels because Jesus is superior than angels.
所以呢保罗或者是无论是谁写的希伯来书的那个作者就开始提醒那些人说不要去敬拜天使因为基督比天使更大。
If I were to summarize this whole book of Hebrews in three words, the whole book of Hebrews can be summarized as Jesus is better.
然后如果我用三个字来去概括整个希伯来书所要讲的事情的话我就是想说耶稣更好。
The superiority of Jesus' position is seen in chapter 1 through chapter 4.
从那个耶稣的无可超越性是从第一章到第四章。
The superiority of Jesus' priesthood is seen in chapter 4 through chapter 7.
然后从第四章到第七章是说耶稣是个更好的祭司。
The superiority of Jesus' service is seen in chapter 8 through chapter 10.
从第八章到第十章是说耶稣基督他的侍奉更好。
And the superiority of believers' privileges is seen in chapter 10 through chapter 12.
从第十章到第十二章是说信徒的他有更多更优越。
In other words, the writer of Hebrews is trying to tell us Jesus is better.
从就是总的概括的是说希伯来的作者要告诉我们耶稣更好。
And he starts by explaining what this faith is in chapter 11, verse 1.
然后从第十一章的第一节他就开始解释信是什么。
In India, we used to play, so I lived in a row house system, where there were houses next to each other on both sides.
然后呢我在印度的时候我是住在那种一排一排成排的房子上面。
And we had a narrow street, that, you know,led to the houses.
我们在那个房子的各个地方有那些很窄的街道。
And we used to play cricket on those streets, you know.
然后我们就在那里玩板球在那个街上。
And we would get, yelled at a lot because we would hit the ball and it would go in people's houses and sometimes it would break people's windows, you know. And so we would get yelled a lot, but that didn't stop us from continuing to play cricket.
然后呢很多时候人们就开始对我们叫喊因为我们经常打到了球打到别人家里或者是打破了窗户所以人家就一天到晚对我们喊。
There was this one house that had a very ferocious dog though.
然后有一个房子呢有一只非常凶猛的狗。
It was a Doberman. A Doberman. It's a kind of dog, yeah.
然后那种狗非常的凶悍。
It was very ferocious.
它非常的凶悍。
One time, we hit the ball and it went into this house.
然后呢我们的球打了以后就到了那个房子里。
We know that the owner leaves the door open, so what we did is, there was this guy in our group that was very gullible.
Gullible?
Gullible, yeah.
Gullible like,
Yeah, he believes everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 然后呢我们知道那个门是没有关上的然后我们的队里有一个人然后天不怕地不怕。
So we told this guy, hey, can you jump over the gate and get the ball?
然后我们就说你可以跳过那个门然后把球给拿出来吗
He said, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, there's a dog in there.
然后他说我才不干呢里面有只狗。
Then we said, we have faith in you.
然后我们说我对你有信心。
We believe in you.
我们相信你。
The only thing that's lacking is your belief in yourself.
然后唯一缺的就是你要相信自己。
And we started to motivate him.
然后我们开始要给他打气。
And he started saying, you really think I can do that?
然后他就说你真的觉得我可以做到吗
And we were like, for sure, man. You just get in there, run, and you can outrun the dog.
然后他说你就进去吧然后开始跑我相信你肯定比狗
要跑得快。He got even more motivated.
然后他开始越来越有劲儿。
And so, slowly, we push him closer to the gate, lift him up,And then he tries to jump into the gate.
然后我们开始慢慢地把他带到了门口把他抬起来他开始想要跳进去。
But as soon as he jumped in, the dog knew there was somebody inside the house.
然后那个他一跳进去那个狗就发现有人进了房子。
And the dog started to run out.
然后那个狗就开始往外跑。
As the dog ran out, we thought this guy's a gone case, so we ran all our separate ways.
我们就说这人肯定没救了所以我们就全跑了。
Of course, later on, we found out the owner,kind of came out at the right time and rescued this boy from getting bit.
然后接着我们就发现那个主人在适当的时候及时的出来那个男孩就没有被咬。
Is that the kind of faith that the writer is talking about?
这个写作的人在这里写的这种信心就是这样的信心吗
The kind of blind faith?
这种盲目的信心。
Oh, I'm going to jump from the building. Jesus will save me.
然后我从那个屋顶上跳下来耶稣会救我的。
No, I'm going to go gamble.At the Greek casino, because Jesus will give me money.
然后我可以在那个赌场里面赌钱，因为耶稣会给我钱。
You're laughing. There were people that actually believe these kind of things.
你们笑，但是真的是有人相信的。
And in so doing, they're putting God to the test.
然后他们是把神放在试炼当中。
And the Bible is clear. Don't put your God to the test.
圣经上说不要让你的神受试探。
So what faith is he talking about?
所以他在这里说的信心是什么呢
？He says faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
他说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So.It's basically Hebrew poetry right here.
然后这是那个希伯来的一个诗。
He's basically saying the same thing, with two different sentences.
他是把同一件事情用两句话来说。
The first phrase is assurance of things hoped for.
第一个就是所望之事的实底。
You know, the First Peter 1:7 talks about God is testing our faith, whether it's credible, crucible.
然后那个彼得前书第一章第七节就是说神让我们的信是那个可不可以试验的。
So what are we hoping on?
所以他是把我们的信心去练我们去看我们到底是相信什么。
Faith is hoping on things that are assured by God.
信就是说我们可以仰望相信神要给我们的事情。
Faith is hanging on to God's promises.
它是我们可以去紧紧地抓住神他的应许。
The other way he says it is the conviction of things not seen.
接下来他说他是未见之事的确据。
So you can't see God.
所以你看不见神。
But you believe anyway.
但是你还是相信。
So faith doesn't demand empirical evidence.
所以信不是要你看从经验上面得到的证据。
It's based on divine assurance.
它是看神来给我们的信心。
God said it.
神说。
I believe it.
然后所以我就相信。
If God said it.
如果神说了。
I believe it.
我就相信。
No matter what may come my way.
无论什么事情
That is genuine faith.
这是真的信心。
Now, you might look at all these examples and say, oh, why don't I have a faith like Abraham to leave everything and follow God?
然后我们看到经节的时候就想为什么我们没有亚伯拉罕这样的信心可以抛下一切去跟随神呢
Faith is a gift from God.
神把信心赐给我们是一个恩赐。
Let's look at Ephesians 2:8.
然后我们看到以弗所书的第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
This is what it says.
他说
For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this faith, this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩也因着信这并不是出于自己乃是神所赐的。
So your faith that you have is not self-generated.
所以你们所有的信不是自己发出的。
Your faith that you have is God-gifted.
你们的信是神所赐给你们的。
And this faith is on things that God promises.
这个是建立在神所应许的事上。
Now, what are the kind of things that God promises?
神应许我们什么呢?
God promises to be with us during our sufferings.
神说我们在受苦难的时候他会与我们同在。
God promises to satisfy our soul more than anything else.
神应许说会满足我们心灵的渴望。
God promises that the devil does not have any power over Christians.
他说那个魔鬼不会可不对基督徒没有权柄。
God promises no evil government can overtake God's authority.
没有任何的邪恶的政府可以去取代神的权威。
God promises that one day he is coming back.
神应许说有一天他会回来。
And when he comes back, he will reign with supreme authority.
当他回来的时候他要用至高的权威来统治。
He promises that those that mocked you for your faith,
他说那些讥笑你的信心的人
that those that ridiculed you for your faith,
那些嘲笑你的信心的人
that those that laughed on you because you lived out your faith,
那些因为你可以活出你的信心所以耻笑你的人
those very same people,
这些人
God promises,
神应许说
will bow their knee,
他们会向你屈膝
and put their head down,
俯伏在地
and worship God Almighty,
来敬拜那位至高的神。
God promises that the sin that always seems to get you,
神应许说那些看上去一直在搅扰你的
one day it will have absolutely no power over you.
总有一天在你的身上没有任何的权利。
These are some of the promises of God Almighty.
这是神的一些的应许。
And faith is believing in these promises no matter what.
然后信心就是去相信这样的应许不管情况如何。
Look at the expectation of faith.
让我们来看一下信心的期望。
It's still in verse 1 and verse 13. Let me read it for you. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据，这是第一节。然后第十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
See what God promised all these people, Abraham, Noah, Enoch, God promised some things to them.
神对这些人都做了应许，无论是亚伯拉罕、以诺或者是挪亚，神都应许他们。
And some of those promises God gave them.
有一些应许神应允，神直接就给他们。
But some of those promises they did not receive.
但是有一些神应许的他们没有得到。
They will receive it, but they did not receive it while they were on the earth.
他们总有一天会得到，但他们在地上的时候没有得到。
But they all still had faith in God.
但是他们对神仍然有信心。
It says they didn't receive the things promised.
但是他这里说到他们没有得到所应许的。
They saw that from afar, but they greeted them from afar, but they did not see it come to be.
他们从远处望见。但是却没有得着所应许的。
And they realize that, you know, our time on earth is temporary.
让我们可以看到我们在地上是暂时寄居的。
And while we're on the earth, we're just strangers, we're just exiles.
我们在地上的时候是寄居的，是漂流的。
We're Christians who have a passport to a different kingdom.
我们有这样子的一个护照是通往另一个国家的。
Our physical passport might say America, but if we are Christians, we actually have a passport to the kingdom of God.
我们现在是拥有的护照可能说是美国，但是我们有这样的护照可以去往神的国。
And so these people did not see all the promises of God come to be in their life here on earth.
所以这些人在他们活在地上的时候并没有看到神的应许所实现。
But they trusted that whatever God promised, he will fulfill.
但是他们相信无论神应许什么他一定会实现。
They expected God to work.
他们是看到神真的是会做工。
Do you expect God to work?
你们想神会做工吗?
Do you expect God to workThat moved mountains.
他们你们真的觉得神会挪山吗
？To move the mountains in your life.
把你生活中的山挪开吗
？That God who parted the Red Sea and let the Israelites go on dry land. Do you believe that God is still your God?
分开了红海，然后带以色列人过红海如干地的那位神，你相信他在你的生活当中的权柄吗
？That God who took a man called Abraham and gave him infinite seed. Do you believe that miracle working God is still your God?
带领亚伯拉罕出来，然后给他的子孙像海中的沙一样多的那位神，你相信他是你的神吗
？We're so short-sighted.
我们是没有远见的。
One little problem in life.
在我们生活中一个小问题。
And we forget.That we are God's and God is ours.
让我们就可以忘记我们是神的，神是。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他永远不会离开我们，不会抛弃我们。
Sometimes we say, well, I don't feel loved.
然后有的时候我们觉得没有受到爱。
I don't feel like God is with me.
然后我们感觉不到神与我们同在。
You know, sometimes you have to calibrate your feelings to the truth.
然后有的时候你把自己的想法变成了事实。
What we need is not more self-love and self-esteem.
我们需要的是更多的自爱自尊吗
?What we need is a God's love and the truth of God to calibrate our feelings to the truth.
我们需要是从神来的爱然后是从神来的真实让我们知道这是真的。
Christians should be like victors.
我们基督徒应该像是得胜的人。
Do you know that your enemy has already been defeated?
你知道你的敌人已经被打败了吗
?His doom is sure.
他的打败的日子很快了。
Why do we live like we're defeated?
为什么你活着好像是你被打败了
?Why do we live like we have the burden of the world on us when Christ has taken all our burdens?
为什么我们活在这个世上好像一切的重担都压在我们的身上，但其实耶稣已经把重担全拿走了。
We have such small expectations for a great God.
我们有这样大的神，但是我们的期望好小呀。
Do you really think, you know, we sometimes pray, but we pray, and we want to ask God something reasonable.
我们有的时候祷告，然后我们想对神提出合理的要求。
Asking God to heal somebody from stage 4 terminal cancer, brain cancer, you know, that's a little too much. Maybe give him 6 months.
然后我们有的时候想求神完全医治一个末期脑癌的一个病人，然后我们觉得可能太多了，那就求神给他6个月时间吧。
Asking God to revive Ann Arbor and to bring people to Christ in the city of Ann Arbor and make it a haven for those that don't know Christ, to revive the church, that's a little too much. Let's just pray, that, you know, the church will sustain itself.
然后我们想说我们让那个整个安娜堡都可以复兴起来，让很多的人来参加教会，很多人来信主，这是不是太多了呢？然后所以我们就求，好吧，求神可以来维持这个教会就好了。
We start to give excuses for the great and mighty God.
我们开始给神有一些借口。
Do you believe in a great and mighty God?
你相信那位伟大的神吗？
Again, this is not blind faith. This is a faith that is based on the promises of God.
这不是一个盲目的信心，这是一个建立在那位神的身上的信心。
Do you know that God says that He will save people from every tribe and every nation under the heavens?
你相信神说他会从万族万邦当中拣选，然后去拯救那些民。
And it's not dependent on our prowess. It's dependent on the great and mighty God.
这不是照着我们的能力，这是照着那位伟大的神的能力。
We forget so soon how God has blessed us.
我们已经很快就忘掉神是怎么样去恩待我们的。
Many of us, if we are honest, especially the first generation parents, many of us, if we are honest, we can see in our lives.How God has been so gracious to us.
我们很多人特别是第一代信主的那些父母，我们可以见证说神对我们的恩是如何的大。
How God has taken us from a stage in life where we didn't even know English very well and we came to be students here. How God took us from poor students with just a hope of a better life and gave us all that we have today.
我们都是从穷学生过来，可能英文也不是很好，但是神把我们带到这里，然后让我们从穷学生变成现在的状况，神真的是给我们丰富的恩典。
How God took a small group of Chinese students and gave them a desire to see Chinese students to come to Christ and started Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church. How God took that group and brought us here.
然后神如何从一小群这样子的一个中国来的学生，然后让他们有这样的负担，可以把中国的学生带到福音这里来，然后让我们在这里成为这样子一个大的教会，神的恩典真是大。
William Carey said this way.
William Carey 他这样子说道。
Expect great things from God.
从神那里要有大的一个期望。
Attempt great things for God.
然后为神做大的事情。
If you really believe in this great and mighty God and His promises for you,
如果你真的相信这位伟大的神，相信他对你的应许，
then you will live that way.
这样你就可以活出这样的样式来。
We have so few Christians who are willing to step out of whatever their quote unquote comfort zone is in faith through God.
我们没有什么没有很多的基督徒愿意可以踏出自己踏出自己舒适的一个圈子。
And then God doesn't just leave us alone, He gives us examples of faith.
他不是把我们就放在那里不管我们，他给了我们榜样。
One thing I would like you to notice about each example.
让我们可以我有一些我想跟大家分享每一个榜样是什么。
Their faith was unwavering.
他们的信心是不动摇的。
And it was on the God of the Bible.
他们的信心是建立在写那本圣经的神身上的。
They faced so many problems.
他们的
problems, so many problems.
他们有这么多的问题。
But they stood in the promises of God.
但是他们建立在他们站在神的应许之上。
I will just look at a couple of examples.
我只看几个例子。
But look at verse 7.
看第七节。
By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, is in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household.
挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。
Can you imagine Noah?
你可以想象挪亚吗？
He's out there with his family constructing this huge ark.
他在那里和他的全家一起来造那种巨大的方舟。
And people around him, his neighbors are like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
然后他周围的人说，你在做什么呀？
And he says, "I'm building an ark."
他说我在造方舟呢。
They go, "This is a huge ark."
他们说这个方舟真大呀。
In fact, the Bible says they were mocking him.
圣经上说他们在嘲笑他。
What are you know, you're wasting your time, dude.
你真的是浪费时间。
Well, no, I'm building an ark because God told me that there is going to be a great flood.
他说，不，我造这个方舟，因为神告诉我将会有大洪水。
What has happened to this guy? This guy needs to see a therapist.
那个人到底有什么毛病？他应该去看医生。
And what else did Noah do?
挪亚还做了什么事情呢？
Verse 7, by this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith.
第七节下半节就说到，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
Noah looked at his friends or quote unquote friends that were mocking him while he built the ark and he said, repent because God is bringing a great flood that would annihilate all of you.
然后他看着那些所谓的他的朋友就说，你们要悔改，否则神就要降大洪水，把你们一切都消灭掉。
Where does that backbone come from?
这样的筋骨是从哪里来的呢？
To stand on the promise of God no matter what.
他可以站在神的应许上，无论情况如何。
I just saw a article about a Christian in Syria.
我看到一个故事是叙利亚的一个基督徒写的。
And it was talking about how this guy left his family and went to share the gospel with people in Syria.
然后他离开了家，在那里传讲基督的福音。
And due to the turmoil, he's facing a lot of problems.
在那个他受到了很多的问题，很多的苦难。
Taken by the officials.
他被官员所抓住。
For preaching Jesus Christ as the true and living God.
因为他宣讲耶稣是那唯一的活的主。
He stands in front of the official.
他在那个官员面前。
And the official says, "Will you condemn Jesus and bow to Allah? Otherwise, we're going to kill you."
那个官员就说，你如果不谴责耶稣，向阿拉跪拜的话，我们就会杀了你。
And this brother looks straight in the eye of the official.
然后他就对着官员看着，定睛看着他。
And he says to the official,
他对官员说，
"You will do to me only as much as my God wants you to do to me."
然后他说，你可以对我做的都是我的神所允许的。
Not any more, not any less.
不多也不少。
The official is looking at him and says, "I'm the one with the gun here."
然后那个官员看着他说，我是有枪的人。
The brother in Christ says, "Yeah, but my God owns all of it."
但是然后那个弟兄就对他说，是啊，我的神他拥有一切。
Where does that backbone to stand during difficult times come from?
这个主心骨让他在困难当中站立的这个主心骨是从哪里来的呢？
From standing on the promises of God Almighty.
这是站在神的应许之上。
And then look at verse 37 and 39, my last point.
看第37节39节我最后一个。
The posture of faith.
信心的样式。
Look at verse 36.
我们看到第36节。
Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated,
又有人受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁， 各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，各种各样的苦难，受穷乏，患难苦害。
Of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth.
在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
The posture of faith is such.
那个信心的样式是这样子的。
That it doesn't focus on the here and now.
它不是被现在和当时所限制。
This faith focuses on the future.
它定睛在远处的将来。
And it lives its life like it trusts God completely.
它这样的生活是完全信靠的。信靠神的生活。
There were people that were killed and they were sawn in two because of their faith.
有人被锯死，然后他们受死，因为他们的信。
But they stood their ground because they believed in the promises of God Almighty.
但是他们还是站定脚跟，因为他们相信那位伟大的全能的神。
What's your hope in?
你们的希望是什么呢
？What do you hope in？
你们的希望在哪里呢
？Do you hope for a good retired life？
你们是想要有一个好的退休生活吗
？And do you hope that your kids will do well in school and get good jobs and perhaps have great families？
你是希望你们的孩子们学习好，有好的工作，有好的家庭吗？
Do you hope in a promotion at work?
你们的希望是在工作上被晋升吗？
Do you hope in doing well at school?
你们的希望是在学校当中可以功课好吗？
And brothers and sisters, it's not wrong to hope in these things.
弟兄姐妹们，有这样的希望不是一件坏事。
We all have aspirations.
我们都有这样的抱负。
But what is most important?
但是最重要的是
is that we don't live for today.
但是就是今天不为这样的希望活。
That we live with an eternal perspective in mind.
而是有一个永恒的事情在心中。
That we live with an unwavering faith in our great and mighty God.
我们对我们的伟大至高的神有一个不动摇的信心。
Secondly, do you feel like you are weary?
第二就是你觉得你自己很辛苦吗
？Do you feel like you're down？
你觉得很低落吗
？Do you feel trapped？
你觉得被受限制吗
？In whatever it is that you're experiencing？
你感觉到你被囚禁吗
？Do you feel like there's no other way out？
你是不是觉得没有出路呢
？Trust in the promise of God。
相信神的应许。
God is so great。
神是如此之大。
That in His love。
在他的爱中
He will free you to live for him and him alone.
他会释放你让你得自由让你为他而活
You don't need people to define who you are and what you need to do.
你不需要有人来界定你到底是什么样的人要做什么事
Trust in the God of the Bible.
相信圣经的主
He will do great and mighty things.
他会做大能的事
And finally,
最后
Are we just consumer Christians?
我们只是消费基督徒吗
？We're just good consumers.
我们只是在那里消费吗
？We come every week and we listen to a sermon. We consume it. We go back home. We forget it maybe an hour later, and we go on with our lives.
我们是不是只是每个星期在这里，然后听那个讲道，只进不出，过了一个小时就忘了，接着就让我们就继续过生活呢
？Us gathering together is just a religious exercise.
我们在这里只是行一个宗教的仪式吗
？God wants to do great and mighty things through your service to Him.
神是要让你通过你的对他的侍奉做大的事。
I'm too busy.
我太忙了。
Isn't that the excuse? You know, it's so strange that the first time I heard somebody say that statement was a sixth grader in this church.
然后这个很有意思。然后我第一次听到我太忙了这个是从一个小学六年级的人告诉我的。
And I told this gentleman, you know, you're busy when you're sixth grade. When you get family and when you get job and when you have to take care of kids, you will be even more busy.
然后说比小小年纪六年级就说自己很忙。当你有工作有家庭的时候你真的会更忙的。
There's nobody in this church that is just free all the time. If you are, come to me, we have something for you, okay?
然后在教会当中没有一个人是真的在那儿闲着没事情的。如果你需要的话我们可以找一些事情给你干。
But is that an excuse to serve our great and mighty God?
这是不是一个借口让我们可以不去侍奉那位伟大的神呢
?And we'll throw all kinds of excuses.
我们可以有各种各样的借口。
Maybe we give excuses because we don't really believe that God can do great and mighty things through us.
我们这样子有借口是不是有的时候就是因为我们不是真的相信这位伟大的神可以做大事呢
?Maybe we're satisfied with just chilling on the chair here and not doing nothing because we just don't trust that the God whoparted the Red Sea can do great miracles through us.
我们在这里只是坐着听然后是不是就是想那个可以分开红海的神并不是真的能做大事呢
Step out, folks.
我们要站起来
Step out.
我们要走出来
Trust in the promises of God Almighty.
相信那个伟大的神他的应许
You know that you're living your life and you're trying to leave a legacy for the next generation.
你知道我们做的生活我们过的生活是要为下一代留下那宝贵的遗产
Do you want the next generation to say, my parents lived for God 100%, all in, no holding back, all in.
你希望你的下一代可以自豪地说我的父母真的是100%的为神活没有任何的保留
Or do you want to leave a legacy of Sunday Christians?
或者是你只是想留下一个自己只是星期天基督徒的名字吗
or even worse, Christer Christians. Christer Christians are Christians who go to church only in Christmas and Easter.
或者只是更凄凉就是只是在圣诞节和复活节才去教会的人吗
No, God wants to do great things.
不,神是要做大事。
Because He is good, not because you are something.
因为他是一位伟大的神并不是说你是一个伟大的神。
I want to leave you with this thought.
我就在这里要结束。
Just a few days ago, on Interstate Highway 80,
几天之前然后在那个洲际公路18号公路上。
There was a family of five that was killed in a car crash.
有一个一家五口在交通事故中去世了。
In Omaha, Nebraska.
在 Omaha, Nebraska.
This family of five, the parents were 29 years old. Both 29 years old.
那个五口之家父母是29岁。
And their first child, Ezra, was 3 years old.
他们的第一个孩子 Ezra, 是三岁。
Violet, she was 2 years old.
Violet, 两岁。
And a 2.5-month-old Calvin.
Calvin, 两个半月。
This family of five was killed in an instant.
这个一家五口人立刻就去世了。
What's special about this family is they were actually going for missionary training.To be missionaries in Japan.
他们事实上是要去接受一个宣教师的训练，因为他们要去日本宣教。
Is there life a waste?
他们的生命是不是一个浪费呢
？Are their goals unsatisfied?
他们的目的是不是没有被成全呢
？Some might say that.
有一些人会这么说。
Man, such a young family.
多么年轻的一家呀
All died in one shot.
一下子就去全死了
And they were not evil.
他们不邪恶
they were just wanting to serve the Lord.
他们只是想要去
what did
侍奉神
2.5-month Calvin do?
那个两个半月的 Calvin 他做了什么呢
To deserve this death.
然后他有这样子的不幸的死亡
I want to tell you their death was not in vain.
我想告诉你们他们的死不是徒然的
At their funeral service, which was live streamed yesterday.
他们昨天他们的葬礼被广播出来。
Jesus was exalted.
耶稣被高举。
The mother of this lady, Catherine.
那个母亲，她的 Catherine， 她的母亲。
She stood up.
她站起来。
And she told this truck driver who hit them and killed all of them.
他对着那个卡车司机那个把他们一下子全撞死那卡车司机。
I forgive you because Jesus forgave me first.
他说我原谅你，你因为耶稣先原谅了我。
The gospel was victorious even in the death of these five people.
神的福音仍然是战胜了，因即便这五个人死了。
Do we have this kind of faith?
我们有这样的信心吗？
God gave it to us.
神给了我们这样的信心。
Do we live it out?
我们现在真的有，我们真的知道吗？
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh God.
哦，神呐。
If I was honest with myself.
如果我对自己是诚实的话。
I don't live out this faith.
我没有活出这样的信心。
On a consistent basis.
不是每一天都活出这样的信心。
I'm still doubting.
我还是有疑问。
Whether you'll still do great and mighty things.
你是不是真的会做这样子伟大的事情
？Oh God.
神呢
？The faith that you've given me.
你给我的这样的信心。
Help me to exercise it.
让求您帮助我们去行出来。
With the understanding that the great and mighty God is behind us.
让我们知道这位伟大的神是站在我们后面。
Let me not be ashamed of my faith, O God.
让我们求神不要让我们因这样的信心而耻。
Because the God that parted the Red Sea.
因为神这位分开红海的神。
The God that brought people to life.
让死人复活的神。
The God that shut kings' mouths against him.
那个让国王可以闭口的那个神。
It is the same God that I serve today.
是我今日服侍的那位神是一样的神。
Increase my faith, O God.
让我可以有信心。
Help me not to rely on human ingenuity and reason.
让我不要依靠在人的世人的聪明上。
Help me to rely on you and you alone.
让我可以完全的依靠你，单单的依靠你。
Help us, Lord, as a people group.
让我们可以，求您让我们这样成为一个人群。
Completely surrender ourselves to the Lord.
我们这个人群完全的降服在您的脚下。
We don't know the future.
我们不知道未来。
But we know he who sits on the throne is great and mighty.
但是我们知道那个坐宝座的他是伟大的神。
And one day he's coming back.
当他回来的时候。
To reign supremely.
他可以。
And there will be no more tears.
将不再有眼泪。
No more sorrows.
没有忧伤。
No more pain.
没有痛苦。
No more enslavement to sin.
不会再被罪捆绑。
No more destruction.
不会再有毁坏。
It will all be peace and joy forevermore.
是全然的和平，全然的喜乐。
Help us to trust in these promises of our Lord.
让我们可以去相信神给我们的应许。
In Jesus' matchless name I pray.
奉耶稣的主的名 ,Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just a couple of announcements. I know Brother Habab is coming.The youth, young people, after the service, if you can stay back for like, a little bit, we're going to set up for VBS, tomorrow. So we just need help with these chairs over here as we're going to decorate this place. So please pray, please stay back.
然后那个我们知道 VBS 就要来了然后那些青年人也从那个他们的那个旅行当中回来，然后所以他们可不可以就需要在这里布置一下那个房间
All right. And if you are going to be participating in VBS activities,
如果你要参加 VBS 暑期学校它的活动的话
as a teacher or as a crew member or as a station member or just as a volunteer,
无论是你是老师或者是其他的人员或者是志愿者的话。
Could you do me a favor, stand up for me real quick?
然后你们可不可以起立然后很快的站起来。
Stand, I know my wife is not the only one, so. please stand up. Alright, please everybody stand up. Whoever is helping in VBS, whether you're a volunteer, a crew leader, or whatever, please stand up.
无论是谁大家与暑期圣经学校、okay. 有份的话请大家起立。
So right now, what I want to do is, as a church, I want us to pray for all these individuals who are going to be helping in VBS.
然后我想大家作为一个教会，为所有参加 VBS 的服务人员，然后为他们祷告。
That God would give them boldness.
当神会给他们奖赏。
And that God would use them mightily in this upcoming week.
然后神会让他们勇敢，然后让神可以大大的使用他们在接下来这一周。
So let me ask Brother Sung Ping, why don't you come forward real quick? Please come forward.
宋平弟兄，请到前面来。
All right. Would you pray for all these workers of VBS, please?
请为大家祷告，请为所有的人祷告。
让我们一起来祷告。全能天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你给我们这样的一个机会。
You give us such an opportunity.
来呼召。现在站立的所有这些这些要来服侍这个暑期圣经班的弟兄姐妹们。
A calling that calls all the brothers and sisters who will be serving in VBS.
将在下一个星期这个星期我们要来看见天父你自己的大能。
In the following week, we're going to see the mighty work of God.
不只在他们要来服侍的这些小孩子人们的身上。
Not only on the children that they are going to serve.
将那个福音的种子来种在他们的心中。
To spread the seeds of gospel in their hearts.
让他们有一天真的是能够来愿意接受这样的福音来归向你。
That one day they're willing to receive this gospel and to be called your children.
我们求你的大能也是在这所有站立的这些弟兄姐妹的身上。让你自己的全能在他们身上来彰显。
Lord, we also pray that your might is going to be shown, in the lives of all these VBS servers.
透过这样的服事，他们的生命能够被改变。
That through the service, their lives will be changed.
透过这样的服事，他们能够更加的认识你。
Through the service, that they can know you better.
透过这样的服事，他们能够经历总结着你自己的大能。
Through this service that they can experience you, the mighty work of Jesus Christ.
愿在这样一个星期的服事当中，你丰丰富富的与他们同在。
During this week that you show yourself abundantly among them.
愿你自己名能够得到完全的荣耀。
And that you, your name, will be glorified to completeness.
这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. All right, we have the announcements. Please come forward.